KSRN News. I'm John Scott.
The House Republican leader addresses the Israeli parliament and vows ironclad U.S. support to eradicate Hamas. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik promised U.S. support for Israel's fight to eradicate Hamas during an impassioned speech Sunday before the Jewish state's Knesset. She said the only acceptable outcome is total victory over the terrorist group. Stefanik is the highest-ranking House member to visit Israel since Hamas's October 7th attack. During the speech, she blasted the Biden administration's bid to hold up weapons sales to Israel and said Republicans in Congress will fight back against Democratic efforts to sever the historically close alliance between the United States and Israel. Stefanik warned that without the total eradication of Hamas, a fresh wave of terrorism could arrive in America. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, the White House is defending the U.S. decision to send official condolences after the death of Iran's president. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
National Security spokesman John Kirby says it's common for the United States to offer official condolences, even to adversarial governments. But Kirby makes clear the former Iranian president was a bad actor.
This was a man who had a lot of blood on his hands.
The State Department emphasized American support for the Iranian people and their struggle for human rights and fundamental freedoms. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A British court ruling that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange can appeal against an order that he be extradited to the U.S. on espionage charges. The ruling sets the stage for an appeals process likely to drag out for a year or more. More Houston residents get power after last week's deadly storm. However, still more than 200,000 without electricity. The Dow is down 181 points. The Nasdaq ahead 112. This is SRN News. Most evangelical Christians don't think the label is political. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to a new poll from Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, only 2% of evangelicals say the term is defined by a specific set of political beliefs. This despite the fact that the mainstream media uses evangelical as exactly that, the label for a particular segment of the U.S. electorate. The survey also finds that more than one-third of evangelicals think the term is misused, and another third aren't really sure what it means. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Korea has a sizable Christian population, but young people are increasingly being drawn to Buddhism due to social media-savvy influences, including a monk who went viral on Instagram and a comedian who dresses like a monk. Religious belief has been steadily declining in South Korea for years now, especially among young adults. This is SRN News. Red Lobster seeking bankruptcy protection.
It said it will use the bankruptcy proceedings to simplify its operations, close restaurants, and pursue a sale. As part of its filings, Red Lobster has entered into a so-called stalking horse agreement, which means it plans to sell its business to an entity formed and controlled by its lenders. In recent years, Red Lobster has been struggling with increasing competition from fast casual chains like Chipotle and Panera, as well as rising lease and labor costs. Its all-you-can-eat deals for shrimp and lobster has also become increasingly expensive. There are 700 Red Lobster locations worldwide. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Ivan Evbosky, the flamboyant stock trader whose cooperation with the government cracked open one of the largest insider trading scandals on Wall Street, has died at the age of 87. Evbosky once considered one of the richest and most influential risk takers on Wall Street. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.